Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Well, you've been hearing me talk about these nice ladies I met at the women's retreat at the end of April. Today you will hear the interview with Valerie Long, and this is the third and final interview that I did when I was at the conference. I know you'll enjoy it. I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a Messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you are in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays by appointment, Wednesdays from 3 to 8 p.m., Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m., and up to 30 minutes after services on Saturdays. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit Congregation Shema Yisrael. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester area, be sure to visit Congregation Shema Yisrael in the Fig Tree Bookstore and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings.
Shalom, Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. This is Jonathan Sattell, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Recently, we had Ted Pierce come out and visit our congregation, and we had such a blessed time with him. Here is the Lord's Prayer.
Deliver us forgive those who wrong against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Y'all, this is Ted Pierce coming from Texas. Don't change that dial. You are listening to my fabulous friend Ethel Chadwick on Bagels and Blessings. Tune in every week for the best in radio. Thank you.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Here's Paul Wilbur with Behold the Lord.
Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord Almighty. True and righteous are all your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? Behold the Lord. Trust.
This is Ethel Chadwick. Again, that was Paul Wilbur with Behold the Lord. Thank you for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Stay tuned for my interview with Valerie Long. But right now, here is great music from Joshua Aaron.
He will return to Jerusalem, Zion's King. Will restore the land, the clouds will part, and our King will descend with fire in his eyes. Seven stars in his right hand.
Huyabo!
Huyabo! Slain, he'll come again.
Hallelujah!
Our conquering King. On that day, his sword will go forth to take back and restore what belongs. What belongs to our Lord.
Huyabo!
Huyabo! Say, Ba-wa-ba-ba.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
I'm sure you've heard me play music from McKedem several times on Bagels and Blessings. Well, I love all of their music, but there's one song that is my favorite, and I want to play it when I'm driving and roll my windows down and blast it for the whole world to hear. It is just that great. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah, big for a tough, hallelujah, Kiro.
מחול הללו במינים טראוגב
הללו בצלצלי שמה הללו בצלצלי תרומה כל הנשמה תהלליה הללויה הללויה הללו בצלצלי שמה הללו בצלצלי
You see why I love the song. And again, it is basically the scripture that says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord from Psalm 150. All right, next up, one of my favorite arrangements of Psalm 23. This is Ted Pierce.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort. Perished a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over, and surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Of the Lord forever, forever. staff that comfort me. And surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
Again, that was Ted Pierce. And, you know, this arrangement really has special meaning for me. In 2006, when my mother passed, we had a memorial service for here in Rochester. And I chose this song to play at her service. And probably when my time comes, I'll have it played at mine as well. It's just a truly beautiful arrangement. Here's an oldie but goodie. This is Elena Watson, the daughter of Merv and Merla Watson, and they wrote this great song, Awake, O Israel.
Awake, O Israel, put off thy slumber and the truth shall set you free. For out of Zion comes thy
All right, next up we've got Deborah Clanny and Turno. This is the year of the Lord's favor. Can I hear an amen and hallelujah? Now it's time for my interview with Valerie Long. Enjoy. Valerie Long, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Well, it's very nice to meet another sister in the Lord here at our conference in Rome, New York.
Yes.
You never know who you're going to meet in Rome. So, Valerie, tell me a little bit about your childhood. Were you raised in a Jewish or non-Jewish home?
Non-Jewish home.
All right. Well, tell me about that.
Sure. I grew up in an Italian Catholic neighborhood in the north end of Providence, but we were a Baptist family living nearby. We went to Roger Williams Baptist Church, And so, yeah, I grew up as a Baptist. I knew all the books of the Bible. I knew all the Bible stories and whatnot. I got baptized when I was 12.
Right. Did you know the Lord personally at that time? Like, did Yeshua, Jesus, really mean something to you? Or were you too young to know the difference?
I really felt, it was more intellectual, but I really felt like I believed in God at the time. I really did. It wasn't until we were, I was 15, my sister Debbie was diagnosed, who was 14 at the time, with cancer.
Aww.
And she was given 3 to 6 months to live, and she just turned 60, she'll be just turning 67 in May.
Well, so, I guess their prediction was wrong.
That's right. But that started our family on, you know, going from God was maybe in heaven for later to he could actually be in the everyday life.
Wow.
So we really did start with a lot of faith in our family. And I'm one of eight. Okay. I'm the fifth child of eight children with seven girls and my brother. So when the older ones, when they moved out, were in different parts of the country, they were married, but each one during the Jesus movement in the 70s were saved, and they all came back to tell us about it. So at that point, had I ever asked Jesus, I called him at the time, to be in my heart? No, I hadn't. Did I believe he died for my sins? Well, I knew that that's what he did, but did I have a personal relationship? No, it wasn't until then. So by then, I was in college.
Wonderful.
And so I did. I asked Jesus to be in my heart. And there wasn't, I guess, I didn't get a lot of training, a lot of discipling, you know. So I didn't really come out of the world or anything, but I, as best I could. Sometimes I'd read books, I'd do well, or it was up and down. Matter of fact, I was engaged at the time to be married, and that was broken off, and I was really upset about that, but the Lord used that for good. That wasn't who I was supposed to marry. But then later on, I met my husband, Lou. So that was in 1985, and my husband, Lou at the time was Reformed Jewish. He was brought up that way. So his family was accepting of me. And we kind of joke about it, that maybe had we met when I was younger, he was younger, in our 20s, let's say, maybe my family or his family wouldn't have been as receptive.
I see.
But I met him when I was about 30. He was 35. And we feel like the family is like, thank God he's gonna get married.
Interesting. So at this point, you had a personal relationship with Yeshua.
Mm-hmm.
Now your husband, mm-hmm. being Jewish,
mm-hmm.
what did it take for him to know the truth?
Well, I have to tell you, I married him. And I could say, and I knew the scripture said you have to be evenly yoked. But I knew, I don't know, I kept asking the Lord and it kept going forward. And his parents blessed it, and my parents blessed it. I kept going forward. And I was very clear with him. This is what I believe. And I know. And this is what I believe. I believe that Jesus died for my sins. I believe that he, you know, I was not doing any sort of messianic talking. I didn't know it. I didn't know it. So we just kept moving forward. We got married at Manning Chapel at Brown University because we couldn't have it at the temple. And his, nothing disparaging, but his family wasn't going to be comfortable going to my church. There's a whole testimony in that. But someone on his side of the family said, you know, I can get you into, you know, Manning Chapel at Brown University. Perfect. So, yeah, we were married, and that was in 88, but it wasn't until 1998 that we actually had anything to do with being Messianic Jewish.
Oh, do tell me. That was my next question.
Yeah,
you
so
know.
I knew nothing about it, but as the years went by, interest, my brother sent me something, so I knew there was such a thing. okay. And what happened was, in praying for him for salvation, two people in August of 98, in the same week, came forward. At the time, it was a cassette tape from Stan Telchin, who wrote the book Betrayed.
Yes.
And it was his testimony about how he became a believer in Jesus as the Messiah. And he was actually trying to talk his daughter out of it. I think that was during the Jesus movement. Anyway, the testimony impacted him, but he wasn't making a decision. But again, two people in the same week came to me with the same tape asking me to give to my husband. It's like, it wasn't going to end here, I didn't think. So I was praying, and I said to my husband, want me to find out if there's a Messianic Jewish congregation around here? And he said, yes.
So he did listen to the tape. He wasn't offended.
That's right.
Because he could have been really angry.
Right. He cried. He cried, but he wasn't making a decision. He cried.
So it really did affect him.
Yes. It affected me. I cried. Like, how did our Messiah become their Messiah?
Yeah. And how did my people miss it?
Yeah.
So you decided you'd go to a Messianic congregation, mm-hmm. and did you know where to find one?
I called, interestingly, the Christian radio station. I don't know where to go, right? So I said, is there one? And they gave me the name of two different places. And the one, purely because it was closest to us, it was in Foxborough, Mass., at the time, Beit Tekiya. So in August of 1998, we went for a visit. And immediately, I began being impacted by the Holy Spirit. I was crying throughout the service. My husband not really understanding. My daughter, she's 8 at the time. They're all upset. I'm crying and like, it's okay, it's okay. But the Lord began working on me. And we kept visiting. We felt like we were surrounded by love. But during the High Holy Days of 1998, so the next month, Lou became a believer in Jesus
Praise
as his Messiah.
Lord.
Yes. And it's funny because I honestly have to say, I always thought he'd get saved and we'd go to the church. But the Lord used my very words. I said, doesn't make any difference to me if it's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit or Abba Yeshua Ruach HaKodesh. And I was planted. I felt like I was planted in the house of Adonai.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So you eventually moved to the Rhode Island area?
So in Foxborough, Mass., it was only about 20 minutes from our home. So we were actually there the whole time in Lincoln, Rhode Island. So, yeah. So Beit Tekiya did end up closing, so now we go to another congregation, which is in North Smithfield, Rhode Island, so close to my house, Mishkan David.
Yes.
David Mishkan David.
Brian and Sue Samuel.
That's right. That's right.
Amazing. Now, what did his Jewish family think about his new faith?
So, I wonder about this, because his mom had passed away, and so had his dad. Now, they knew of my faith, because I kind of witnessed to them in different various ways, individually, just me, not my husband, but with his blessing over the years. But they had passed away. So it was his other family. So that Hanukkah, when the family came over to the house, so now August we visited, September he's a believer. He's now telling them in December, it's Hanukkah, mm-hmm. and they come over to visit. Aunt Charlotte said to Aunt Lottie, actually, Aunt Lottie said to Aunt Charlotte, she said, Charlotte, it's like this. Valerie is never going to give up her Jesus, but Lou, he's found his Messiah. That's how it went. They've been very accepting. Now, where I can't say that we're very preachy or anything towards them, but they're accepting and they listen. They all went to my daughter's bat mitzvah, and they were impacted. They definitely were impacted. And I'm just praying.
And you and your husband are a perfect example of Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, just as me and my husband are. And, but in nice. This case, I'm the Jew and he's the Gentile.
Yes.
Wow, yes. That's amazing. Yes. How would you say God is using you today?
So it's interesting because I think the field has opened up a little bit more lately, maybe because I'm retired, but we've been in contact with more Jewish couples. And I've been sharing, and you know, I would say they're accepting of me, and I take that as a sign, because if they accept you, they accept me. If they reject you, they reject me. And I take that as a positive sign, but I try to listen to what I'm supposed to say or do and not to. I can't really say I have a mission, like I'm going to get them saved. I try to just be loving and caring and kind and bless them, because they're a blessing. The Jewish people are a blessing for the whole world, whether they know it or not. So that's what I try to do. It's funny because I would say I'm a Zionist. Like, look, it's funny because a few Jewish women and I went out. We were having dinner, and she could tell that I was not Jewish. And I said, "Well, we'll kind of visit a Messianic synagogue, you know, like I don't want them to get too upset, but I'm not going to lie." But I did I minimized it. I said, "We kind of go to a Messianic congregation." But I said, I have a lot of respect for, you know, the Jewish people and the God's chosen people. But as we're talking, I said, you know, I said, what do you think about this? I said, would you say that you're a Zionist? And she said, yes. And I said, I am too. You know, so there were other things that we both agreed upon. And I said, I could learn a lot from you. And she said, I could learn a lot from you.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm just praying and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, that kind of leads me into my final question. How would you like the listeners to be praying for you?
Oh, that I'd be obedient. That I would be obedient. That I'd be, and that might involve being brave, or that might involve, I don't know. But yes, that I would be obedient, that I would be closer to him, because being closer to him, I can hear better and respond better.
Amen. And you're open and ready for whatever he calls you to do, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Praise God. Yeah. Praise God. Thank you so much for sharing with me. It's
you're
a
welcome.
Joy to have you on Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
That was my interview with Valerie Long. I hope you enjoyed it. And we have time for some more music. And let me see what I can pull out of my hat. Here's Barry and Batya Siegel, On Your Walls, O Jerusalem.
Oh.
Here's a fun song from Marty Goetz. And yes, it is fun, but it's also very true what it means to be a Jew born anew.
I had a bar mitzvah when I was 13. The greatest bar mitzvah that you've ever seen. The temple on the corner of Mayfield and Lee was filled with my friends and my family. All of them proud as proud could be, with catering far as the eye could see, complete with a chopped liver statue of me. But now they ask me how I could go so wrong, and why all of a sudden I'm singing this song. They say, son, you're deserting your fathers of old, so why don't you just come back to the fold? You're such a nice boy, or weren't you told that when you were born they broke the mold? So what do you need with this stuff you've been sold? But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew born anew. So hallelujah to Yeshua, from a Jew who never knew ya could come to die for a schmo like I was, just so I could win the prize and be with my Messiah in the sky. They say on bar mitzvah day I became a man. I tried to live that way, done the best that I can, but I've been worried since way back when, 'cause I've never done anything great since then. And though I could live till 110 and never have need of a fountain pen, I might never succeed in the sight of men, and they won't let me get bar mitzvah again. But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew born anew. So hallelujah to you, Yeshua, from this Jew who never knew ya would come to die for a real shlemiel, one who couldn't tell you were the long-awaited Holy One of Israel. And all of you who don't know Yeshua, let me introduce him to ya. He's the blessed Messiah. He's the Lion of Judah. And he wants to do to ya what he did to me. Came to live in a schlep like I was, yep, it's true, on Christmas morn, the truest Jew that ever was born.
And that's no lie, la lie, lie, la lie, lie, lie. A Jew born anew. Am I? Hey!
Shalom, this is Marty Goetz, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
I just want to thank everybody who has been faithfully listening to Bagels and Blessings for all these years. I still have to pinch myself. I can't believe that I've been doing this radio broadcast for over 25 years now. Well, I pray that today's program was a blessing to you. I look forward to talking with you again next week. In the meantime, send me your prayer requests at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com. Here's Phil Klein.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yismorecha Yair Adonai panav alecha v'ikunecha Yes, Adonai, Panav Alecha, V'yasem Lecha, Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.